I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
Yeah! Good Monday morning! Here we are! The Dan Jovan Show! And we are approaching 287. I'm on 87 right now, heading north, jumping on exit 15. We're getting out 287. Wow, there's some low cloud formation going on here, but the sun is out on a Monday. People are probably depressed and pissed off. Not me. See, I love Mondays. I love it. Got a whole new canvas, baby. A whole new week. You don't know what the hell is going to happen this week. And that's pretty exciting. Look at this. Here we go. Exit 15. Everybody, it's moving fast. We are moving fast here. But you know me. I drive like a little old lady. I'm always in the right lane. Not in that fast lane. Getting on the ramp right now. Start this journey over to beautiful Morristown. What's going on with you on your Monday? How do you feel about Mondays? You get the Mondays? I'm doing the quotes. Right? So many people hate it. They dread it. They're dying. They're like, oh, I got a whole week. I got a whole week ahead of me. Yeah, you got a whole week, pal. Stop crying. You're alive. Right? There's so many things that can happen. Ooh, there's a Target truck. So many things can happen today. Rock Solid Provisions, Inc. We got a big trailer behind that truck. I don't even know what that is. Need a slogan, pal. Something to say what you're about. We're merging on 287, baby. Here we go. Wow, look at this. A lot of buildup right here as people are going on to 17, but I'm going 287 South, Morristown. Big sign right there, baby. Probably get there in an hour from now, and I love that. Let's go. What's going on, Andy? How you doing, pal? Thank you. Andy Garcia is here. He's always in here with me on this journey, and we are here. We are on. It's official. We are on 287 on a Monday. What's going on, Andy? How was your weekend?
Oh, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I got to relax. It was, you know, with the family. I did a lot of things. I kind of ate too much, but I also cut the grass. I had to cut the lawn. I got the weed whacker started. It wasn't starting for me then last week. So that was kind of overgrown, but I was able to make it happen. How about you? How was your weekend?
It was pretty good, actually. I kind of, you know, did the same thing. Cut the grass. Funny, I had a problem with the with my weed whacker also. But how do you feel about these Mondays? A lot of, like, why is it that we're always complaining about Mondays? Not everybody. I'm not going to generalize to everybody. But I feel like, you know, I feel like this started when I was a child going to school. People hated Mondays.
Well, I agree with you 100%. That was when kids didn't want to go. I didn't want to go to school. People hated school. Kids hated school. So Mondays, to have a whole week ahead of you of homework and sitting in a classroom, it kind of brainwashed you to almost dread Mondays, which then carries over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it carries over to when you're an adult and you have to work. And sometimes people just dread it. I was walking my dog this morning.
Who, George?
Yeah, my boy George. He's
yeah, that's a cute dog you have right there.
Thank you. He's a Pomeranian poodle.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Beautiful. They do a lot of mixes with those poodles now.
I know, they do. But I was walking my dog this morning, and my neighbor, he's got a big life change. He's got to go into the city now. He used to work from home for so many years. But I see him going down. He's just like, what happened to the weekend? It's gone. It's gone. He just looks so sad and depressed. And I'm just like, this is a beautiful canvas right now. You never know what's going to happen. Something incredible may happen for you, but you got to keep your eyes open for it. Otherwise, you're just going to be sinking down into your Monday depression.
I agree 100%.
Well, just going to give you a quick traffic update right now on 287. It is moving very fast. It usually does out early. I'm going to actually get to the left lane.
Whoa, look at you. I can't believe it.
Oh, Alliant Contracting. Look at that truck. Oh, Valiant. Valiant, not Alliant. Valiant Contracting. It looks like they're construction or something. Got a big dump truck. But I'm in the left lane right now. It's a great song. Foster the People. Oh, I like this. Listen to this. Oh, yeah. It's Monday. You like these guys? I do. I like these guys a lot. I like these guys a lot. It's a big white truck. I have no idea what this is all about. This is, I don't know. Can't even read that. You gotta clean that up. If you really need some, if you're really trying to communicate with your vehicle, clean up your graphics, my friend. All right, I'm getting back into the right lane. Traffic is wide open. I'm surprised because it's a Monday. You figure, you know, there's going to be a lot of buildup. A lot of people work from home on Fridays, but Monday's different. Everybody's coming to work, and a lot of people get upset. They hate this. We're talking Mondays. If you want to call up the show, go ahead, call up. I know I've been in contact with two of my followers. That's all I got right now. So it's either one of those two guys, and the one guy's in Texas. The other guy, actually, I work with him, and, you know, he's listened to the show a couple times, but maybe he'll call in. I'm not sure. Let's see here. We are entering borough of Franklin Lakes. So what else is going on in your life, Andy?
Well, nothing much, really. You know, just working on a couple of movies.
Oh, yeah, what do you got coming up next?
We're thinking about filming Cocoon Part 2.
Cocoon Part 2?
Yes, Cocoon Part 2. Well, look at me. Look how old I'm getting right now.
Look at that. You look good, though.
Well, it's going to be an interesting movie, I tell you right now, because I'm going to involve basketball also. I want to be a basketball coach. And, you know, it's about rejuvenating yourself. There's going to be a lot of skincare, anti-aging cream. That is been going on with, you know, because men need it too. I don't know if you know that, but men really desire to have that glowing skin.
No, I know that. I think I actually had a mask applied. I think we talked about it in one of the shows. I had a mask applied to my face down at the Indie Expo in the city about, 2 weeks ago? God, time is flying.
Well, it's going to be a great movie, so please look out for that.
MRO Pump and Tank passing that truck right now. But we are moving fast. We are moving fast out here. Approaching exit 59, Franklin Lakes. And I got my coffee. I got my black coffee with me. And my friend corrected me. One of my callers, he sent me a private message saying, because I called it a thermos that I drink out of. And he said, you know, that's a Yeti or something like that. Wow, that's hot coffee. You know, the only thing I don't like about this Yeti, it's like a tin, it's like a metal, whatever, a thermos. I call it a thermos. Shows you what I'm so old school. But, you know, you can't do the sugar and milk in this thing because after a while, you start to taste the metal, right? So, you know what? Me changing to black coffee's so strong that, you know, if the metal comes through, I think the black coffee beats it. It just overpowers it. And that's what you want. You don't want to taste that tin metal thing because it kind of turned me off. So going with the black coffee is helping me out a lot. All right, we're approaching exit 58 and 57. Skyline Drive, Ringwood, and Oakland, exit 58. We are passing these exits soon. And, you know, traffic again has been moving very smooth. It's 7:37. We're looking for some. We're looking for a parking lot here. That's what we want. We want to take a look. A Walmart truck passing by, going the opposite direction. God, there's so many cars on the road here in this area. Such a great opportunity for business. It really is. You should put your advertising on your car. And I know Andy and I, we talked about this. last week about me doing it for the podcast since I only have 2 followers. Maybe I could get a couple more by advertising it on the car.
Yes, you should totally wrap up the car or do one of those magnetic signs. Put that right on there.
No, I'm thinking about it. Maybe we'll start off small. Maybe we'll start off with like a bumper sticker. You know, I don't know. I'm not too. Why don't we just promote the stuff on the social media before I start to?
Well, why would you tell everybody else to do that to their car, but you're not going to do it to your car?
I don't know. I'm feeling insecure about it, Andy. Traffic building up on the left side going towards Rockland County. But we are still going very smooth here going towards Morristown. Very smooth. You watch any football?
No, I didn't get a chance to watch anything. I heard the Giants did not do well, though. I know that people were complaining that Eli's looking very slow and they're not protecting him.
Yeah, you know what? I heard the same thing. What about you, Donald? You watch any football?
What kind of question is that? Are you serious?
No, I was actually kidding. I know how you feel about football, so that's why I was just, you know, kind of making a joke to you. Okay?
Well, you know what? Why don't you save your jokes or fire your ghostwriter, okay? Because I think that's terrible. I don't watch football. I never will, okay?
All right. No problem. Hey, look at this. Look at all this fog up here on 287. That should create a buildup. We are approaching, let's see here. There's the exit 55 soon. Right around here, there's a lot of fog out of nowhere. Low-hanging clouds. The sun was just out. So, you know, something else I wanted to talk about was a show that I've been watching recently. I think it's fantastic. It's really great. Up there with Breaking Bad, and it's called The Ozark. Right?
I love that show.
Oh, my God. Jason Bateman, and I think he directed it. He's writing it. He's acting in it. I mean, I love this guy.
I love him, too. I think he's great paper, and he's a winner, okay?
Yeah, he really is. Because this show, I mean, the characters, I mean, it really is, like, the character, they have these plots that come in and out, but the characters are great. They're so great. Oh, my God, the FBI agent guy? That guy is such a jerk. Such a jerk.
I know. I agree with you big time. What happened? Donald, you were trying to say something. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
No, that's okay, Andy. You're the man. I love your movies, too. Okay? I think the movie Ozark's fantastic. I really do. That little girl's a firecracker. I mean, you know what I'm talking about? The hillbilly's daughter?
Oh, my God. She's awesome. The one with the blonde hair. She takes no shit. I mean, you got a cartel in here. You got the FBI. You got stress. You got Jason Bateman. I mean, he's just fantastic in that type. What we got here? An ArnoldBread.com truck. Arnold Bread on 287 by exit 53. Stuff. I can't read the stuff that's coming up north because that's moving too quickly. But you're starting to see some pile up here. But we're still moving pretty fast. I'm up around 70 miles an hour right now, 75. Passing exit 53, Bloomingdale, Pompton Lakes, Reno's Appliance billboard. We're moving and grooving. But Ozark, great show. I mean, there's so many cool shows, man. I believe it's on Netflix. I'm not even sure. My wife always turns it on. She runs it. But Jason Bateman, I didn't know he was a director either. I don't know, maybe this is his first thing doing it. A very talented dude. Very talented. But right now, still no traffic. No traffic going on. This would be ridiculous. I mean, it's automatic. I get automatic build-up traffic when I hit the Parsippany area. When I'm by Parsippany, it doesn't matter what day it is, there's traffic there.
That's true. There's always traffic there. Always. Always the build-up.
But this is what we're looking for. We're looking for that buildup. We're looking for that traffic to see what's going on. Maybe we could give somebody a legitimate plug on their business. If you're if you're seeing my my Nissan Rogue, wave. I'll give you a quick shout out on this beautiful Monday morning. You got an ABC truck. What is that all about? Supply Co. This guy looks ABC Supply Co. Inc. Just passing them on the right side. But it's going smooth. It's going smooth. If you want to call up the show, talk about your mindset on a Monday. Maybe give yourself a plug. Feel free. Feel free, my friends. Let's see what else we got here on the radio.
Crystal clear. Delgado's.
Red lights. Red lights. You know what red lights mean. Red lights mean eyeballs. And that's what we want. Everybody's talking about the social media world, right? All the views you get. All the clicks, the likes. How do you get them there? Here's another way. There's so many people on the road. So many people on the road, and we're not taking advantage of this. Because even if you know, it's the same thing with like a business card. Everybody in your company should have business cards, because everybody's kind of selling, right? And I hate using the word sell, but that's kind of what it is. It's really letting everybody know that your business is there, that it exists. Because what am I going to do with this podcast? No one's going to know that it exists unless I get some attention, right? That's what I keep telling you. I know. Oh, here we go. We are getting some build up here now. We're getting some build up here right now. Going down to 40 miles an hour. 40 an hour. 40 miles an hour. Dropping down to 30. 20. We got down to 10. Down to 5 miles an hour. We are almost parking lot. Not quite. I like this. I'm looking around. Comes back. That ABC Supply Co. truck just came back. But nothing else right now. I'm really looking for the people smoking their cigarettes hanging out the window. Nothing right now. I'm stopped. I am parking lot right now, middle lane. Saw a flooring company fly by. See someone to the left of me looking at her nails. The Arnold truck again. Big truck, food truck. Those people are getting a lot of plugs today. A couple already. 7:46. Now we're moving a little bit more. Looking around. Looking around here, nothing. You got this nice slow traffic, and there's nothing going on. You know what? I gotta do it. I gotta make a new logo. I got a terrible logo right now on my website. I don't know. Well, I'm heading down to Morristown, working for Trajectory. We're a badass little agency, boutique shop. Cranking out beautiful work, dedicated to our clients, strategic, passionate, we get it done. The ROI is a no-brainer. And we are slowing down again. We are slowing down again here. I need a guest. I'm real Harrigan's Family Restaurant. We're just passing that. I need a guest to call up. You know what I mean? This is not easy. It's not easy just talking to myself. Well, I'm sorry. I'm talking to Andy, too. Now you're disrespecting me.
Yeah, you're disrespecting me also.
I'm sorry, guys, but it's no offense to you. But maybe we need somebody from the outside to call up. We're a parking lot right now. We're in a parking lot right now. People look very serious on a Monday. And people watching, very serious. Nobody, you know what? On Friday, if you remember on Friday's show, there were a lot of people dancing in their car. In the early beginning, I saw a lot of people bobbing their head, enjoying their commute. Not here. I haven't seen one person dancing in their car on a Monday. I'm dancing. I'm bobbing my head a little bit. A little bit. Not one person. I'm going at a good pace. Here's Bob Sidoti Floors. Refinish your hardwood floors without the dust and harmful fumes. Refinish your hardwood floors without the dust and harmful fumes. Rob Sidoti Floors, 888-771-2007. BobSidoltiFloors.com. Nice. Good for you, Bobby. You made it. Hey, let's see what's up here. We got another truck right in front of him, and this is Michael Matarzo. Horticulture Services? 973-403-9620. Passing him right now. Michael Matarzo. Good job. Good job. You made it to the Dan Jovan Show. We're going to be here. We're going to try to do this every day. We're going to get some callers in here. We're going to mix it up. I promise you that. There's a truck pulled over. Power Mill Towing. Another good song, Bastille. These guys are great. It got, like, so cloudy out. Been like 2 days in this commute, it seems like. 2 different days. I know this Yeti might keep this coffee a little bit too hot. It's almost too good. I usually like getting it, right before room temperature, where it can go down smooth. But when it's too hot, what are you gonna do? Michael Matarzo passing me again. Michael Matarzo. Horticultural Services. What is that? I don't even know what the hell that is. Somebody call him up and find out. Or Michael, if you want to call me up. We can talk about your business. Right here on the commute going towards Morristown. It is 7:51. We got a nice bunch of traffic right here. Smooth going here and there. Look how many times I'm looking at Michael's truck. He's passing me again. Right? And we're not doing it. We're not doing it. We're all on Facebook. Right? Posting pictures of our families. You know, we use social media, Instagram. But people can't check that stuff out when they're driving. You know? That's like more of an evening thing when you're home, just usually working too. But what about using this? Here you go. MSP Industrial Refrigeration Service. It's got just a magnetic, one of those magnetic signs on his van. But I would never know that existed unless he just put that on there. So we're trying to use this traffic, not web traffic, it's commuting traffic in the morning as an advantage. Bob Sidoti again. Floors. Bob Sidoti floors. Refinish your hardwood floors. We are passing exit 47, Montville Lincoln Park, right now. Change that song. I like this. I like what's going on here. Woo! Someone just trying to cut me off there. Take it easy. Nobody with the hanging out the arm smoking the cigarettes. We gotta call that a name. What do we call that? The danglers? Did they dangle the arm out with the cigarette? I saw a lot of that on Friday. People were excited about Friday. They're letting it loose. Where are the danglers on 287 this morning? I'm not promoting smoking. I'm not doing that. But it's kind of entertaining to see.
100.7 WHUD.
It's kind of exciting to see. Just going to change some music here.
If it works.
Let me go for the Spanish.
Jets yesterday, but at the end, just
nothing.
Too many mistakes.
We got nothing. How about a little bit of U2, huh? Check out this song from their latest album. Love this song. It's pretty cool. Exit 47.
Doesn't want you, it haunts you. Summer serenading's a long way from this frozen place. Your face,
love your Monday, baby.
Our teacher, our preacher, it's nature. And like flowers growing in a bone crater from nothing.
I'm excited about this week. Got some things going on, some things in the cooker. I'm gonna see what happens here, but you know what? You gotta start off your day, your week, feeling good, so that you can hit the ground running and make things happen. Otherwise, you're gonna be sitting still, stuck. You don't wanna be stuck in this life. Unless you're on 287 in the middle of this beautiful traffic with all of these eyeballs. Let's call up the Danjo Van Podcast. We're going to be doing this every morning. You got about an hour commute in.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.